This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin arrived in Tel Aviv to advise the Israeli government on how to transition from major combat operations against Hamas to a more limited campaign and prevent a wider regional war. The trip comes as Iranian-backed militants on Saturday launched a wave of attack drones against ships in the Red Sea and said they would continue until Israel's aggression ends. Protesters took to the streets in Tel Aviv on Monday to call for the release of hostages.
The state of Israel and all of its leaders and the military leaders needs to understand that this is the first thing they need to initiate. They can't stand anymore and wait until Hamas or somebody else or Qatar is giving an offer. They need to initiate an offer.
Roughly 129 hostages remain in the Gaza Strip, according to the Israeli military. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Abdel Fattah al-Sisi secured a third term as Egypt's president, winning 89.6% of the vote in a contest overshadowed by the war in Gaza. He ran against several people who had no high profile. Ukrainian troops face shortages of artillery shells along the front line and have had to downsize some military operations because foreign aid is not coming in large enough volumes. This is an interview with a top army general to Reuters. The remarks by the brigadier general come as a $60 billion U.S. aid package has been repeatedly blocked by Republican lawmakers. There is an effort right now underway in the U.S. Congress to get that done, but probably won't happen till next year. This is VOA News. Donald Trump, the Republican presidential frontrunner in the 2024 U.S. presidential elections, delivered alarming anti-immigrant remarks about blood purity over the weekend, echoing the Nazi slogans of World War II. Speaking in the early voting state of New Hampshire, Trump drew on words from Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf as the former president berated Biden's team over numbers of immigrants coming into the country. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius said on Monday the agreement on a permanent deployment of a German brigade in Lithuania is a first, while his Lithuanian counterpart said the decision was historic. Pistorius said in Vilnius it was the first time ever that Germany permanently stations troops outside its borders, saying we will and are ready to defend NATO territory. The EU has announced formal infringement proceedings against Elon Musk's X under a law cracking down on illegal online content after identifying disinformation related to Hamas's October 7 attacks in Israel.
Proceedings means that the Commission will now investigate X's systems and policies related to certain suspected infringements. It does not prejudge the outcome of the investigation, nor does it signal that the Commission considers that X is compliant with all other obligations under the DSA.
It is the first such step Brussels has taken against a major online platform since introducing this year the Digital Services Act. That's the DSA he was referring to, a sweeping piece of EU legislation that cracks down on the online company's responsibility for content moderation. Kenya and the European Union have signed an economic partnership agreement.
Today's agreement heralds a new era where Kenyan goods gain immediate and permanent duty and quota-free access to the European market.
Kenya's trade minister, Rebecca Miano, the EU is one of Kenya's biggest export markets. Patriotic mobs and harbor tea dumping returning to the city of Boston in the United States, the city marking the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. The commemoration of the revolutionary protest included a reenactment of throwing tea leaves into the city's harbor as crowd cheers and booing an actor who read King George III's order closing the bay. The actual Tea Party happened December 16th, 1773. Scott Walterman, VOA News.